Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. It's day 27 of Sister Said in the Spotlight. Let's get started. Today, we're shining the spotlight on an American contralto. She was the first African-American artist to solo at the New York Philharmonic. She was the first person to solo at the Lincoln Memorial. She was the first African-American to perform on the main stage at the Metropolitan Opera. She performed a wide range of music, from opera to spirituals. Born back in 1897, this beautiful woman and I share a birthday, which is today, February 27th. Her name is Marian Anderson, and her quote is, "Fear is a disease that eats away at logic and makes man inhuman." Now, when we think about the time period that she was born and that she grew up in, it's not hard to tell what she was getting at with her particular quote. Now, I'm going to speculate here because I don't know for a fact, but fear is a disease that eats away at logic and makes man inhuman. As far as I'm concerned, this quote has everything to do with the different things that she had seen done to Black people in her time. Fear is a disease that eats away at logic and makes man inhuman. Now, the word fear by itself scares some people because just the word fear, you think about fear and then you think of all of these things to be afraid of. You know, some people are afraid of scary movies. Some people are afraid of dogs. Some people are afraid of bugs, you know, all sorts of things. Now, a lot of times, the things we fear, if we sit down and think about it and be like, you know what, that's a little irrational for me to be afraid of a bug. As big as I am and as little as that bug is, why is it that I'm afraid of that? But the whole idea of fear is that it grows. So kind of like what Marian Anderson was saying, fear is a disease. Think about a disease. It starts as something small in your body and then just grows and grows and grows until it's something. And if you don't try to do something about it, it could very well take your life. Fear can do the same thing. You can be so fearful of something that, and it could have started with the smallest little thing being afraid of, and then just morphing into this huge thing. And then because of that fear and growing so big, it eats away at your logic. So when you think about somebody who's afraid of dogs, say, and you're walking down the street and a dog just comes from out of nowhere and he starts approaching you. Now, he doesn't have to be charging at you or anything, but because you have that irrational fear of dogs, like a dog maybe has never done anything to you. Now, there are some people that a dog has bit and then, you know, okay, you feel some type of way about that. You don't want to end up as dog food again. So you feel some type of way and you have fear of dogs. Now, but this dog in particular is just kind of walking in your direction. You see the dog, you're afraid of dogs. You have this tremendous fear of dogs, and then you take off running. Well, you run out into the street because you figure the dog is on this side of the street, same side of the street as me. If I run to the other side of the street, then I'll at least have the street in the middle of us. And if he decides to come across the street, then I'll do the next thing. But let's say you just run out into the street and you don't look and a truck is coming. And then you get hit by a truck because of your irrational fear of that dog that was just walking down the sidewalk. That dog probably wasn't even thinking about you. He wasn't thinking about you. Now, when you ran, though, he might have got excited and said, oh, he wants to play. And then, guess what? now you've started this whole thing. Like, let's say there was no truck, but you ran, and then the dog is like, oh, hey, he wants to play. And then they come running behind you. Like, let me see what they're running about. And then now you got a whole situation on your hands where this dog is chasing you, and now you're just doing every and anything you can to get away. Now, going back to her quote, I'm sorry, I had to go to the dog thing. Going back to her quote, though, fear is a disease that eats away at logic. So it was illogical to run out into the street without looking, because you never know, cars can always be coming. But going back to the time period of when Marian Anderson was alive, that same fear, a lot of times people with hate in their hearts would put fear into other people's hearts by feeding them false information about African Americans. So that little bit of fear from that first story, and then it just builds and grows, because then you hear more and more stories and more things. And then it gets to a point where the logic has just gone away. There's no logic. So you can't look at the fact that this person, although they're a different color from me, they look just like me. They've got arms and legs and a torso and a head, and they speak and all of these things. We're just alike. And if you cut them, they're going to bleed just like you're going to bleed. But for some reason, they could allow that fear to make them think that just because their skin is a different color, that makes them something completely different. They're savage. They're so horrible. And then now that makes man inhuman. Because when you think about the things that were done to African Americans back in the day, when you think about lynchings, when you think about churches that were bombed and houses that were bombed and people that were just shot and killed for no good reason other than the fact that they were Black, that fear that was put in somebody ate away from their logic. And it turned them into something that was no longer human, because they could kill children and babies and unborn babies, and they could operate on people and inject them with diseases and just treat them like lab rats. That made them become inhuman because of the fear that they had, that disease that they let eat away at their logic, that eat away at their humanity. So how are we using this? As we come and go, let's sit and think rationally about the things that we're presently afraid of. You might be afraid of success. Why are you afraid of succeeding? Why? You might be afraid of actually having a tough conversation with a relative or a loved one. Why? Break down those fears. Find where the logic gets disconnected and reimagine what that stuff looks like using the logic. And then make those connections. Do those things that you're afraid of. You know? You'll be glad that you did.